Good morning. It's Wednesday, November 27th. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. A lawsuit filed against the Myrtle Beach Police Department alleges a pregnant woman was violently thrown to the ground during a police raid, causing the woman to suffer a miscarriage while in jail. According to the Myrtle Beach Sun newspaper, the incident happened last November as Rashonda Deanna Frederick was vacationing in Myrtle Beach from Charlotte. Frederick was asleep when the officers woke her at her hotel room. The officers were investigating an armed robbery. The suit alleges when Frederick opened her door, officers violently threw her to the floor without provocation. Frederick's charges from that night, including kidnapping and armed robbery, are pending in Horry County Court. There are now 79 confirmed cases of the mumps here in South Carolina, with 56 of those cases on the campus of the College of Charleston. According to the Post and Courier newspaper, the 79th case of the mumps was reported at Somerville High School by the Department of Health and Environmental Control. Parents of students in Dorchester District 2 were notified, with DHEC also sending a letter to around 100 students who were in classes with the affected student. The agency informed those who may have been exposed to the virus to watch for symptoms in the coming weeks. The mumps is spread through contact with an infected person's saliva, usually through coughing, kissing, or sharing drinks. The director of the South Carolina agency that oversees state troopers says he will not be nominated for a third term. State Public Safety Department Director Leroy Smith wrote an email to his employees yesterday saying he is disappointed his 8 years at the agency is coming to an end. Smith was appointed director in November 2011. His second term ends in February. In the last few years of Smith's tenure, a number of House members have accused him of being a poor manager and causing morale to drop at the Highway Patrol. The House voted in 2017 to cut Smith's salary to zero to eliminate his position. But the Senate did not go along. Several lawmakers want to know why the University of South Carolina is only taking a week to search for a top administrator and is only looking at internal applicants. The state newspaper reports the university posted a job opening last Thursday for a chief operating officer to oversee maintenance, parking, transportation, and other duties, but the posting expires today. Republican State Representative Kirkman Finley of Columbia says the school will spend 6 months looking for a football coach and 5 days for this position. The university says it's looking internally because they want someone with institutional knowledge and is only taking 5 days because new university president Bob Caslin wants to fill top positions quickly. Innovative Poultry Products has announced plans to expand the company's current operations in Bamberg County. The $505,000 investment is expected to create 10 new jobs. The expansion in Olar is expected to be completed by May of next year. This Cyber Monday is expected to be the biggest online shopping day in history. Retail analyst eMarketer says spending is projected to surpass $10 billion, part of a first-ever $1 trillion holiday season. The National Retail Federation states that 165 million consumers are expected to shop online Thanksgiving Day through Cyber Monday, with 73% of those using their smartphone or tablet to research or make a purchase this holiday season. Yamaha is recalling a line of their portable generators due to a defect in the fuel tank. The recall affects just over 10,000 of their 2018 and 2019 Yamaha EF2000IS portable generators. The portable generator's fuel tank can leak gasoline, posing fire and burn hazards. The company is directing consumers to visit YamahaMotorsports.com to arrange for a free repair. If you're filling up your tank before you fill up for Thanksgiving, you may notice prices at the pump are at least similar to what they were this time last year. According to AAA Carolinas, today's average of $2.28 per gallon of regular fuel is 2 cents more than last week, 1 cent less than last month, and 4 cents more than this time last year. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org.